12:30.
In the lunchtime edition, Cabinet approves a 15-point crime prevention and reduction plan, more than a dozen of the initiatives already being rolled out. The FTC to rule by the end of January on the rate hike request by Barbados Light and Power Company. But interveners voice frustration over the length of time it's taken for a decision to be handed down. Stores see a big rebound in Christmas business this year after the fall-offs during the COVID-19 years. And Twitter users want their new boss, Elon Musk, gone. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC, First Caribbean International Bank, and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
Eight of 15 initiatives have been rolled out as part of government's immediate measures under the new National Plan for Crime Prevention and Reduction. This has been revealed by Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. Mr. Lane tells Starcom Network News that the immediate plan has been approved after some consultation and disclosed that the other seven initiatives will be rolled out in the new year.
If we look at the plan as a two main part plan, the immediate plan and then the medium to long term plan. The immediate plan had to go to consultation at a number of levels, and these are more tactical and intelligence and enforcement plans. So these are areas that carry more sensitive information we won't be able to speak to, but there are four sections of that particular plan with 15 initiatives. I'm happy to report that 8 of those initiatives have rolled out. You will be seeing some. You may not exactly know which priority plan, but you're seeing some initiatives being rolled out. 8 of the 15 for the immediate have rolled out. The other 7 will roll out in the new year. So that's just to say to the public and assure the public that things are happening.
He also explained that the long-term plan, which is still being worked on, will comprise over 100 initiatives that will target various segments of the society.
The main plan, which has the wider consultation, it has 12 sections in it with 141 recommendations or initiatives. There's a media component of it, which has about 17 initiatives. There's the direct intervention one, that is the one that's on the ground. There are 9 initiatives there. We have a number of those in play right now. The main one, which is the medium to long term, carries about 31 initiatives that gets the youth and community involved in positive activities. There are 13 school-based initiatives, 15 community-based, and their enforcement, intelligence, tactical, along with those on the ground right now. There are 21 institutional reforms, 6 legal and judicial reforms, 4 supporting initiatives, and 5 that we will need the entire national engagement with.
That's Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. The Fair Trading Commission, FTC, is expected to rule by the end of January on the rate hike request by the Barbados Light and Power Company. But some interveners are frustrated over the length of time it's taken for a decision to be handed down and are also concerned over the process. In October last year, citing increased costs, the BLMP announced its intention to seek an 11.9% rate hike, which would be its first increase on base rates in 11 years. And in September of this year, just ahead of the commencement of the formal rate hearing, the FDC granted an interim increase of 50% of the amount requested. The public hearings commenced shortly after and concluded in mid-October with an expectation of a ruling by this month. Kathy Ann Bell, the FDC's acting director of utility regulation, tells Starcom Network News the FTC expects to announce a decision in January. She notes there has been a large amount of information to review.
We are actively working on considering the application in order for us to come to a decision. The application itself had over 1,300 pages, and we would have then had interventions from interveners over 600 pages of submissions. We would have gone through 15 days of testimony, and then the final submission period was extended into end of October. So we've been reviewing all that information over the past couple of months, and last Friday we even had an electricity panel meeting. So we're hoping that we can get a decision out by January next year, 2023.
Kathy Ann Bell, the FTC's acting director of utility regulation. But one of the rate hearing interveners, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, is displeased with the delay in making a ruling. Lieutenant Colonel Brown, the representative of the Coalition of Cooperatives, is also unhappy with the overall rate review process.
The process continues to be confusing. When the hearing closed, the interveners were invited to make written submission, which we did. In my particular case, in the case of the Cooperative Coalition, we also submitted two motions to be considered by the FTC. This was in October. In December, we received communication from the FTC asking us to submit further motions that really we find it difficult to understand. The process has not really been well thought out. And to be quite honest, we are disappointed with the progress that has been made so far.
Electricity rate hearing intervener Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown in the Lunchtime Edition.
Lunchtime Edition of the latest with the kind compliments of First Caribbean, CIBC First Caribbean International Bank, and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Some Bridgetown stores report a significant increase in business this year compared to the recent past when sales were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. General Manager of Woolworth Limited, Martin Bryan.
Quite busy. We had quite an uptick in customers coming in the store, and we expect that this week will be even busier. Last week was more for things for your home, you know, the curtains and the lights and the trees and decorations, etc. This week, now we'll find that's going to gravitate more towards gifts, household gifts, you know, toys, perfume sets, etc.
And they've taken on additional staff. Twitter users have voted in favor of Elon Musk stepping down as the platform's chief executive after the billionaire ran out a poll on his future. A total of 57.5% voted yes after Mr. Musk asked his 122 million followers whether he should stand down. And black French national player Kingsley Coman has been subjected to horrific racist abuse since France slipped to defeat in the World Cup final against Argentina following a penalty shootout. The Bayern Munich forward came on after 70 minutes and proved to be a huge attacking threat for the team of Didier Deschamps, with many questioning why he didn't start. However, the 26-year-old would not have the dream evening after being one of two France players to miss the missing the shootout after the 3-3 draw. Following the fixture, his social media channels were hit with horrific racist abuse, with others rushing to praise the forward for his performance. Our top stories: Cabinet here approves a 15-point crime prevention and reduction plan, more than a dozen of the initiatives already being rolled out. The FTC to rule by the end of January on the rate hike request by the Barbados Light and Power Company, but interveners in the person of Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown voiced frustration over the length of time it's taken for a decision to be handed down, and also about the process overall. And stores see a big rebound in Christmas business this year after the fall offs during the COVID-19 years. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.